Hey friend, welcome to Spill It with Rios. Whether it is morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are in the world listening in, we are all about keeping it real. My name is Narissa, and I'm so excited that you are here. I want to take you on this journey where we sit down to talk about tips on how to achieve your goals while living in the moment and taking those tools to strive forward. So without further ado, let's dive right into it.
Happy Sunday. We are in trigger mode in the month of April. I don't even know why I want to say it like that, but life update. My birthday's at the end of this week, guys. I'm so excited. Normally, many people get excited, especially when you get a year older, but I'm always excited for my birthday. I don't care if it's like a random number or if it's a milestone, but I'm so excited because I get to hang with family and I get to just celebrate. You get to celebrate me. It sounds very, very conceited and very, very selfish, but I deserve it. As should you when it's your special day. Make that a norm. I'm gonna put that out there right now. Also, for those that have been supporting me through the podcast, I just want to say thank you. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much. I'm so excited. And I want to give you a little background in regards to the title you see. Double standards as a stepmama. Isn't that crazy? I'm gonna be a little more transparent than usual, but I'll pump the brakes too, so you'll know where the brakes are pumped. I say that because I hate to say that blended families, intertwining of families are becoming more norm, whether mom and dad are either married or not married. Some places do common law marriages where man and woman, or man and man, woman and woman are just together for such a long period of time that the state recognizes common law marriage. It's like, okay, well, you're together, you're married. In Pennsylvania, where I live, there's no common law marriage. There's no common law marriage. Quite simple. So I want to talk about, as a stepmom, if you're a stepmom, you are likely well aware of the double standards between moms and stepmoms. I myself am now a mom, and I have been a stepmom. You may have heard the phrase, especially stepmoms, you may have heard this phrase, and I've heard this phrase so many times until I had my daughter, that you're not the mother, or you're not my mom. A lot of upset kids can really hit you where it hurts the most. And unfortunately, as much as this phrase may hurt, or those phrases like, you're not the mom, you're not my mom, you're not my parent, there is a grain of truth to it. As much as it hurts, there's a grain of truth to it. Not in the sense that you generally are second rate, but there's an underlying, often misguided prejudice in our society that you are less than a quote real mom. So you're not always allowed the same grace, right? Whether it's coming from your partner, the ex, your stepkids, you, or society in general, stepmoms and dads, stepparents deal with the double standards between bio parent and stepparent all the time. Here I'm kind of more obviously focused with mom and stepmom because I've heard the double standard on my perspective. But obviously, if you're a stepdad or stepparent in general, you'll get the gist that I'm saying. Just kind of replace and replenish on words that can be replaced and replenished. And one double standard that I've come across, I continue to come across, is you have to be extra careful when disciplining the stepkids. If you've ever heard of that. So when we go through these, it's going to be a little quick too. When we go through these, it's one of those where it's not just my situation, it's every single person's situation that's dealt with this. We're here to relate. We're here to also educate. We're also here to be a listening ear. We're here to be here for each other. I'm kind of basing this more on on the step parent perspective slash mom perspective, since I have both. So, like I said, the first is you have to be extra careful when disciplining the stepkids. How you discipline the stepkids, assuming you're allowed to at all, versus how a mom does is one prime example of stepmomming double standards. Like right off the bat, I have my little 2-year-old and I have my three teenagers. Obviously, the disciplining between the four of them is very different. I can say that very, very clearly. It's very different. Why? Because yes, they all have the same dad, but they don't have the same moms. For me, I'm very careful because with Wendolyn, I'm, mom mode. I got you. I'm like, you can't do this, you can't do that. Moms are often allowed to dole out whatever punishment they feel is suitable, no matter how harsh sometimes, when the kids are out of line. But, and I know step parents, you guys can relate to this, step parents, step moms, step dads need to be extremely careful how they react. So I've read a few times where it shows that research shows that stepchildren are less forgiving towards their step parents for disciplining than they are their parents. So as such, stepmoms or dads often proceed with caution when it comes to saying like, hey, what you just said is wrong. For me, whenever I've said like, hey, you gotta just take a step back, I'll kind of say it more as a friend tone. And I like to say it more as a friend tone, especially if my husband is present. Why do I like doing it when my husband is present? Because he is the dad. Recognizing that the parent is there, but at the same time, you're not overstepping the boundary of the mom or the dad. Plus, if you've dealt with this type of situation, plus any onlookers are going to judge the heck out of you. Why? Discipline? Why are you disciplining so harshly? Like, not okay? Too lenient? What a pushover. Like, if you're disciplining too hard, that's just not okay. If you're too lenient, oh, she's such a pushover. Like, sometimes as a step parent, you're damned if you do and damned if you don't. Like, you never find a happy medium on that kind of stuff. Next is you're expected to be perfect. Step parents, step moms, step dads, step moms are expected to remain cool and calm in all, and I mean all, situations, including those where any other parent would go bonkers, like they would go like blah, over. However, the reality is that step parents were all human. Just as human as moms and dads are. As such, we do lose it at times. We may raise our voice, we may storm out, or get really upset about something that seems small on occasion, just like a mom might. Who knew, right? And who knew we're all human? I mean, I didn't realize that a mom has more power than a stepmom. Who knew? I didn't realize that we're all human. If you say like she's tired, the kids have been driving her up the wall, I don't think she slept last night, like the justification and excuses we give moms goes on and on. But if we stepmoms react similarly, like the kids kept her up with so much energy last night, even if it's just that, we aren't given this, like stepmoms aren't given the same benefit. We aren't looking for permission to lose our tempers all the time. There's like no, we're not looking for permission. But at the very least, stepmoms would like to be removed from the quote perfect pedestal and given some leeway just to be human. And from personal experiences, I can attest that unfortunately, as a stepmom, and I can attest for also for step parents, we don't always have the unconditional love or approval of the step kids. Or we don't even have the approval of society's sympathy to get us off the hook. Like we're just seen as you need to sit there and be pretty. And like for me, I can discipline my kid, but I can't say anything in reg like my other three kids. It's like, here's the weigher or whatever, the weight, and you gotta choose this side and just this side only. And I'm just like, No. I'm not allowed to. I'm not allowed. You only can go here. You cannot be human. And it's so funny that I'm like, sounds like I'm complaining because literally the next thing is you're not allowed to complain. Being a parent is full of ups and downs. We all, for those of our parents, you wise know it's full of ups and downs. Lessons learned the hard way, struggles, good days and bad. And yes, it's challenging. So is being a stepmom. Where moms and stepmoms differ is that moms usually get to complain about their kids without being judged too harshly. I've never complained about my stepkids, but I've heard on the flip side that if stepmoms complain, they get judged very harshly about it. And I think that this comes from the belief that it's impossible for moms to ever not love their kids. Therefore, when they complain, they're just letting off steam, they're tired, they're frustrated, or simply struggling with just, their kids being naughty for the day, like bad child. However, complaining is a slippery slope for a stepmom. And I've seen it with I've seen this happen with one of my really close friends. Complaining about your stepkids is to some stepkids to someone who's not a stepmom is sure to be met with major hesitation, if not full on judgment. They're gonna judge you like crazy. Judgy judge from head to toe. Outsiders often think we should be grateful for time with our stepchildren. And trust me, I'm gonna shut the haters off right now. I love every single second with my stepkids. Outsiders would think I'm not grateful, like we're not grateful for our time with them, and they're gonna see us as if Us as see they're going to see the complaining, I should say, as proof that we aren't grateful for our families. Listen, at the end of the day, complaining about our challenges as stepmoms feeds into the misperception that we're all just the evil stepmom. Like, I gotta say it like that because first place I think of is Cinderella. Come on, guys. That's just one of the most common double standards I've ever heard. For not only stepmoms, but also for stepdads. Another double standard I've heard many, many times through my parenting and also through social life is others won't always acknowledge all you do. Like they always say, it takes a village to raise a child, or so the saying goes, whatever. As stepmoms, we often play a big part in nurturing, caring for, guiding, and helping our stepkids develop into healthy, happy young teens and adults. For me, I look at it as it's an additional parental figure. It's an additional blessing for the kid. You know, it's more love, more help, more give the kids res and the kids receive. But despite these contributions, we don't always get the credit we deserve for our part in raising our stepkids. For example, examples range from blatant, like not being acknowledged on Mother's Day or even Stepmother's Day, if there is such a thing, to like, you won't be acknowledged on Mother's Day. If you're a stepdad, you won't be acknowledged on Father's Day. If there is a stepmom's day or stepdad's day, you will not even be acknowledged on that because it'd be like, oh, it's completely irrelevant. Like, you're not real. You're not, especially if you're not, yeah. To be subtle, like standing nearby as the parents get all the compliments by raising such a great child. You get what I'm putting down? Hello, my favorite people. What's going on? I want to take a break in this epic pod episode just to remind you that we are doing a giveaway. Once we hit 1,000 downloads for the podcast, we're almost there. To enter the drawing, you are eligible up until we hit 1,000, of course, just to make that very clear. To enter the drawing, you would tag the post in regards to the giveaway and or even tag any episode that you're listening to on your story and tag Spill It with Rio's podcast. Screenshot it and also send it to the pod Instagram, tag it, and put a review on Spotify. So very, very simple. We are going to be doing the drawing once we hit 1,000. So you will hear it once. You will see if you're following the podcast Instagram account, you will see the announcement. So stay tuned. It's for a $25 Visa gift card. I'm pretty sure you guys don't want to miss out on that opportunity. So keep on the lookout. Thank you guys so much for the support. And with that, let's get back to the episode. When it comes to parenting your own kids, you're likely at least 50% decision maker. However, when it comes to parenting stepkids, it's an entirely different structure, and you'll often be expected to take the back seat. Like your most of the time, your partner and their ex likely make most, maybe, 50-50 of the decisions while you follow. Despite being involved in helping raise your stepchildren, you're off majority of step parents are often being in a position to take the back seat as the step parent while the child's parents do most of the heavy lifting. Though not the case in all blended families, this double standard alone can just drive many step moms and stepdads crazy. It's like a Yeah. Feeling frustrated when the double standards between moms and stepmoms, like you guys feel that? Like, I get it. And then the double standard between dads and stepdads, I get it. In fact, no one gets it like another step parent, right? Like, no one else would ever understand it. Listen, the double standards between moms and stepmoms, dads and stepdads, it's 100% real. It's there, and the feelings are there. Majority of the time, the feelings are never validated because it's never seen the same. It's just like I said in one part of the double standards is we're not seen as human, but the mom but moms and dads are seen as human. But we're all human. You get what I'm saying? There's no need, and you don't have to live in a place of frustration or anger out of this. Like, we're all there for each other. We're all learning. And like I said, it's that stigma. You can have a life of peace and happiness despite the unfairness and the stigma of the double standards. So I hope you guys learned something from this. I hope that this opens your minds, actually, in regards to this. Because it's out there, and I just feel like feelings, especially step parents, feelings for step parents are valid. And I feel like that it should be recognized more. Like I said, I feel like step parents are additional blessings for the kids. They're not roadblocks, they're blessings. Happy Sunday, guys. Thanks for listening in on this episode. Bye. See you guys next week.
Thank you so much for listening in. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a friend or shared the episode on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for getting the message out. I'm humbled and grateful to be on this journey with you. So until next time, I'll talk to you again soon.